Barges.
It's time for
Barges. Barges.
Heyo! Welcome to Potty Tales. It's Potty Tale Time, a podcast where we wished the stories weren't true. And the weird slapstick humor just seems to be, well, it's like par for the course. It's me, Catherine! And here's my husband, Joe. Say hi, Joe.
Hello.
I said say hi.
Hi. Was that better?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay, look. Okay, let's get real. For you, just for a second here. We're super bored. We're distanced of the social persuasion. And we felt we needed to record the crazy and share it. So we felt like oversharing and letting basically it just all hang out to dry. We are washed and cleaned and ready to go. Not that anyone would know that. We're stuck in our house.
In our basement, to be more precise.
Yeah, in the basement. I mean, we're hiding in the darkness, aren't we?
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Well, we thought we'd reminisce and tell some stories and share some news and stare at the wall until something came to us to talk about. How is the wall staring anyway? Have you come up with anything?
This is the ugliest shade of orange I think I've ever seen in my life.
I know. I don't know why we have... Well, I do know. I think somebody decided to paint the wall with that weird color.
But soon it will all be repainted. Some other color, probably white.
Okay, let's be real. Like, you say soon, but I think it's probably going to never happen.
It'll happen eventually.
No, I don't believe you.
Okay, so let's launch into this. Shall we do our news interpretation first?
We have a news interpretation?
Yeah, so this is where I read off a wacky news headline. Has nothing to do with COVID-19 or coronavirus or whatever you want to call it.
But you brought it up. Now it does.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with
but
it.
But you said COVID virus, so now it does. It has something to do with it.
Okay. Let's go back. It has nothing to do with it, I promise.
Rewind.
But it's just a wacky headline. And of course, we're going to start with a Florida man one.
Florida man!
And the idea is...
Shout out to my Florida man, Dennis.
The idea is I'm going to read off the headline, and we're not even going to read the article. We're just going to come up with our own story about what happened to lead up to that headline. Does that make sense?
No, but I'm sure it will as we go along.
So we're gonna come up with our own story about
how this happened.
That
was clue for keep going, and I'll just wing it.
Okay. All right. So this week's news headline, is a Florida man. Shout out to Dennis. And the news headline was Florida man charged with aggravated assault after throwing alligator through drive-thru window.
How? Well, I guess my first thought is how did he lift the alligator? And was he in a car?
I think it was a baby alligator because I don't see somebody actually like lifting a giant alligator over their head and like chucking it in. I mean, I don't think it would even fit into his car.
Another question, was he in a car? I mean, did he pass it through the window just out of anger?
I don't think he passed it through the window at all. I think he actually like chucked it in. Like,
do you think he ran maybe he didn't get his
McNuggets or something like that and just got really angry.
So we're jumping to McDonald's. We immediately think we're drive through. It's McDonald's, right?
Wherever he was, maybe he didn't get the food that
the
he wanted.
Golden Arches.
Maybe he didn't get the food that he wanted and was just like, okay.
McDonald's, how dare you?
Threw it in there. I want to know the story from the other side of the window. Like, did the person see it coming and shut the window?
Well, or... no, because it said through, so it came through the window.
Well, what happened next? Did the store freak out? I mean, the police were probably called.
How would you not freak out when an alligator comes through the window in your
face? There are things that don't stress me out nearly as much anymore. But my point is that...
Yeah, not as scary as someone coughing in the middle of Walmart.
Oh my gosh.
Freeze, drop him, stop, roll. Find a place to hide. Hand sanitizer, torch.
Exactly my point, though.
Instead of holy water, you spray him with hand sanitizer and say, peace be with you.
Be gone! Be gone, Satan!
Evolution.
So yeah, that was our news headline, and I think that was actually pretty fun for our first time.
Well, you got to tell me the story now.
I didn't actually read the story. I literally just read the headline. What's wrong with you? I could look it up.
You cannot share something like that and then like not tell me the story.
Sure, I can.
Like, cause for the rest of the night, I'm not gonna sleep. All I'm gonna do is like think about how the stupid alligator got into the stupid place and why the heck he got there in the first place and if the guy got his chicken nuggets or not. And I mean, there's just so many questions. I don't think I can handle it.
I don't even know if I can find the article anymore. I should have bookmarked it or something.
Goodness, what's wrong with you?
I will find it and we will share the real story next time. How about that?
I don't know if that's okay. I mean, I'm not going to sleep.
She's going to be up all night wondering what in the world happened to this.
I mean, seriously.
Well, did the alligator live or not?
Well, that wasn't because even on the board.
Yeah, but because I know you and you're going to be way more worried about the alligator than the...
No,
than the workers.
I never even occurred. It was just assumed the alligator would be alive. I mean, like, hey, why would you shoot it?
He just turned around and waved, hello.
Yeah, like, here I am, and welcome to Walmart.
Welcome to Fries Krispy Kreme. There you go, Dad. Anyway, so...
nice segue. That was good.
Thank you. I liked it. So I want to share some family stories now, and in honor of, well, today is actually your grandpa's birthday. So
happy birthday, Grandpa!
So Jerry, if you ever listen to this, happy birthday, you old man.
75 and still alive. So proud!
75 and still alive. That was awesome. So happy birthday to Jerry. You had an awesome story, an awesome fishing story about him. So you can go ahead and tell that first, and then we're going to rewind a day and go to April Fool's, and I'm going to tell an old April Fool's story from my family.
Wow, we're time traveling?
Yeah, just by a day. Don't worry, it won't make you too sick.
Well, can we go back a little further? I'd like to be a little younger.
You like it?
Okay with you? Because I mean, I'd love to go back to like being 25. And...
You're young. It's okay. You're still young.
You have to say that.
You aren't your grandpa's age yet.
Oh, don't say that. That's mean. You're as young as you feel, sonny.
Well, it's true.
Okay. Well, this is for my grandpa. For his birthday, we were just kind of reminiscing. And obviously, since everybody is really socially distanced, we couldn't really throw him a giant party. So my grandma came up with this great idea to do a questionnaire and send out to all of his family members to...
I didn't do the questionnaire because I didn't know half the answers.
Well, they were pretty tough questions. They were pretty darn tough questions. You'd have to know him for sure. But one of them was to share a memory. And I was going to do something else. And then my mom turned to me with her giant, like, oh my gosh, you have to do this. Eyeballs and told me that I had to, obviously.
Well, he is your grandpa.
I had to share this story of my grandpa. So you have to come back with me. Come back with me.
Ooh,
to
time
my
traveling again, huh?
Teenage years. My grandpa used to love taking us fishing, and he, I think it was almost all of us. It was me and my cousins and their.
This family's really into camping, by the way, for all of our listeners.
Yeah, it's true. He took all of the kids, all his grandkids fishing. And we went up to this place, and I can even remember the name of the lake. It was Mosquito Lake, which is pretty impressive for me since I, like, really suck at geography, which I would get smacked for by my grandpa because he loved geography. But I digress. We were all fishing, and we got there and there was this little old couple that was sitting off to the side, and they were kind of humping and grumping because there was a really loud group of people coming to the lake pretty early.
And they hadn't caught anything all day.
Yeah, they hadn't caught anything yet. And the old man was all decked out. They had lawn chairs and he had all of his gear, and he was serious fishing. You know, he had the serious fishing face. And here comes this group of rowdy children coming into just have a day with Grandpa. We weren't even expecting to catch any fish. I mean, I'm sure my grandpa was just like, whatever, nothing's gonna happen. But we get somehow between some of the adults and the kids, we somehow get a few, well, there's a lot of us. We got the lines in the water, and I swear it was the weirdest thing ever because all of a sudden, like, we couldn't keep the bait on the hooks. Like, we would throw one out and there would be a fish. And, I mean, each grandchild, I don't even know, we must have each at least pulled in two fish. 17, 18 fish. So, like, I think we had 17 fish.
Wow.
And
I've never gotten that many fish in my life.
I know. It was, like, it was ridiculous. Like,
I'm lucky to get one or two fish a summer.
Yes. It was nuts. I couldn't believe. Like, Grandpa and I were on one side, and we were just, like, I couldn't believe how many fish are catching. And this little old man is watching us, and he, you know, he'd stop, and he'd look, and he'd be like, well, what kind of bait are you using? Or what's your pole? Or what kind of hook are you using? Or, like, what bait are you switching to? And he'd try it. And just being kind, wanting to see if he can catch one of these, you know, fish. And no fish on his line, and we were about ending
just
up.
Just not this guy's day.
Yeah, we've been out there for about maybe 2 hours. I mean, we were out there a long time. We were getting sunburned. And
which in this family is not hard to do.
Shut up! Mr. No sunburn ever.
That's not true. I get at least one good sunburn a summer, and then the rest of the summer I just tan.
Yeah, whatever. That's what they all say.
Anyway, we digress.
That's our job.
Exactly.
We're supposed to digress.
It is called Potty Tales. Digressing Potty Tales.
I would like to differentiate the fact that it's Potty Tales with a T-A-L-E-S, like stories, not tail with, like, but my, I guess my paint, it's pale, whatever. It's a
either
play
way,
of words.
Either way, it's funny.
Yeah, whatever.
It has the word potty in it. I mean, everybody's going to laugh
potty!
About that.
Potty! I love that word. Potty, potty.
Anyway.
Podcast, potty, pat. You know, just, you can say.
Are you trying to create your own tongue twister?
I am, actually. I was trying, but it just failed miserably.
Okay, anyway,
so back
continue.
To the story. I'm sorry. And so we're catching fish, and we're finally at the end of the day. We're wrapped up. I think we had, at that point we had 16 fish, and my grandpa is literally reeling in and putting the stuff away, and I'm standing next to him, and I look over, and I look down, and it literally right at our feet, right at the bank of the lake, was this giant trout. He was big. He was like the grandpa of trouts. He was huge. And I was like, Grandpa, there's a fish. And he was like, what? I'm like, there's a fish. It took him like 30 seconds because I love you, Grandpa, but you're senile. And he finally looked. And he was like, oh my gosh. And so he stuck his fingertips just into the tips, just in the water, just barely, like, getting very slow. And then in one fluid motion, he just took his giant bear paw and scooped the fish out of the water and threw it on the bank. Barehanded. And I like chased after it with a, oh my gosh. It was a rag. It was
oh,
a
okay.
towel.
Yeah.
And I
what
jumped
towel?
Down and I pounced on the thing, and it was like, it was huge. And this little old man, I'm jumping up and down going, Grandpa got a fish with his hands. That was so crazy. And this little old man.
The man who had caught nothing all day.
He looked at me, and I can, it's seared into my brain. I remember this face. He looked with this amazingly I can't believe it face. And he looks at me and goes, did your grandpa just catch that with his bare hand and scoop it out of the lake? And I'm like, yes, it was so cool. And I swear, the look on this man's face was like, he was so offended. He was so angry. He was so fed up. I don't think he'll ever fish again. I really don't.
I'm sure he probably hasn't, or he tried to do what your grandpa did and failed.
But, well, you know, he just looked at me with his face, and then he threw his fishing pole down, looked at his wife, and goes, that's it! We're leaving! Getting in the car! And he stopped off.
I can just imagine that.
I felt so bad. I mean, they had been there for so long, and I don't even know. Maybe my grandpa, since then, has said that he's thinking that maybe they had just finished filling the lake from the farms,
yeah.
And the fish were used to the sounds, and because he was being so quiet,
they weren't coming anywhere near him.
Yeah, but because we're loud and rowdy, and they're used to noise.
So they were party fish.
They were party fish. They were rocking.
they wanted the party.
Yeah, they did.
They wanted the noise. They wanted the party.
We had such a fry.
And you guys are feeding them.
Yeah, we were feeding them everything, man. But yeah,
I love that story. I've heard that story so many times, but I love it. Every single time, it gets better.
You lie. I told you that earlier today. And you were like, I'm so sick of this story. I've heard it a million times.
Well, it wasn't that I was sick of it. I was just saying, I literally just said, I've heard this story, and you kept going.
Okay, well, here's a strike for the potty book. You lied.
I never said I was sick of it.
You did.
No, I never said I was sick of the story.
I don't believe you.
Okay, fine, whatever.
I was in the room. You said you were sick of it.
Whatever. Okay, whatever. going
Let's
into...
just say I was right and move on. I like that idea.
Okay, you're right and we're moving on. okay, so we are...
It feels like an empty victory, but even so.
It works.
Victory!
Anyway, moving on. My story. So we are going back to... Oh my gosh.
Is it your story?
Well, it's mine and my sister's, technically.
Oh, well. Yeah. You have to make sure you have to say...
Shout out to my sister, Dana. Because she was a large part of this because
ownership of
she planned all of this and I didn't do anything. I just went along with it. So we're going to go back to April Fool's Day quite a few years ago. And my sister and I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, got dressed. Got dressed for school
and
everything.
Sorry, I'm laughing at you. I just, 4 o'clock in the morning.
anyway, so my sister and I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, get dressed, and we run into my parents' room yelling that we're late for school. Just, Mom, Dad, we're running late. You slept in. And my dad, thinking that he's late too, because he had to go to work pretty early in the morning, thinking that he's late too. I've never seen this man move so fast in my life. But he jumped out of bed and had his pants up and was doing them up before he realized that it was still dark outside.
I don't believe that. I think he was faster when you went down the stairs in your little trike, but you probably didn't see him because you were going down the stairs too fast.
I was going in the opposite direction that time. That's a story for another time. But... So we wake my parents up. They did not think it was as funny as we did. Seriously, stories for another time.
Well, I meant right now. I mean, like...
Oh, yeah. Well, that was cheating death for sure. Waking my dad up out of a dead sleep. Heck yeah. That was a...
4 o'clock in the morning? Are you kidding me? I would have killed you.
I know. But anyway... So my parents tried to get us to go back to bed. It did not work. We were way too pumped up from the adrenaline. So my parents got out of bed and we had probably one of the best breakfasts ever that we had, while we were in school.
So they rewarded you?
Yeah. I mean, we got eggs, bacon, toast.
Dude, I must sausage. Be delicious, because if you woke me up at 4 o'clock in the morning, I would make the best breakfast you've ever seen. And then make you watch me eat it.
I'm pretty sure that thought probably went through my mom's head.
And then you know what? I would have gone back to bed. And I would have been like, I will see you in the afternoon.
You're getting too far away from your mic.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm in a long tunnel. I'm coming back. Ugh. I'm sitting on the couch because there's nowhere else for me to sit. Which is okay with me because it's squishy and comfortable.
I only have one office chair down here in the basement. I don't really need two.
Well, yeah, because apparently, your wife doesn't need a chair. That's fine.
So
my tushy can, just
so those are
suffer alone in silence.
Wow. Just checking my watch.
What watch?
Are you done?
You don't have a watch.
I have several. I'm just not wearing one right now.
Yeah, I know. It was your freckle being friendly.
Yep, it's a quarter past a freckle. Wow, anyway.
So old.
Anyway.
How old are you?
Grandpa jokes. Hashtag grandpa jokes.
Hold on, I'm creaking. Hold on. Okay, continue.
That was the couch. That wasn't her actually creaking.
It was my
Although
bones.
She did make the old joke earlier.
I did, it's my bones and my joints. I'm just need a lot of extra lubrication.
Things that we should not say on our podcast. The word lubrication.
Lubrication. I believe there's also somebody out there that hates the word moist.
So that's Dennis, if you are listening to this, you need to share just that segment right there with your wife and then video her reaction and send it to me. Put it on our Facebook page or on our Instagram page.
No, Potty Tales. That's so mean. I'm kidding.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, you would.
Anyway, that's all we have time for.
Wakes up people at 4 a.m. in the morning. Sorry.
That's all we have time for. We've ran out of time.
Are we out of time?
Well, technically, we never set a time limit, but we've been talking for 20 minutes.
Oh, shoot, man. Yeah. We must be annoying.
Probably.
Okay.
I don't think anybody's going to listen to this. They're going to get to, like, the first minute and just go, nope, this is not for me.
Can't stand them. They're so loud. She was too far away. It sounded like she was in a tunnel. And then there was all that creaking and freckle talking.
And not to mention the lubrication talk.
Oh, yeah, the lubrication. We can't forget that.
So thank you all for listening. This is the first episode of what it will hopefully be many, many, many episodes where we will be doing news interpretations.
Maybe only two minis.
Maybe only two minis. You don't want to do many, 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 many?
Uh-huh.
Are you sure?
Just many, many.
Okay. Well, okay. So this will be the first of many, many episodes, to come. We would love to hear your family stories and with your permission, read them out on the air. I guess this would be on the air.
I don't know. It is. We are speaking in the atmosphere of air.
I guess.
It is
okay.
Being recorded.
Anyway, so we, with your permission, we'd like to share your family stories on the air. And you can send those to pottytales@gmail.com. That is POD as in dog, D as in dog, YTALES @gmail.com.
This episode brought to you by the word lubrication.
And that's my wife, everybody. You can also find us on Facebook under Potty Tales, on Instagram under Potty Tales. And Catherine is an artist, so go give her art page on Instagram a follow @RinskinnerArt.
Oh, shameless plug, my dear. Thank you very much.
Shameless plug.
Thank you very much.
So that's all I have. Oh, this podcast is produced by me, Joe. Hosted by Catherine and me. Catherine and I? No, Catherine and me was right. I don't know.
The king and I.
Anyway, hosted by Catherine and me and...
our cats.
And our cats who are down here with us.
If you heard earlier, Lily was trying to scratch the couch.
Oh. Not good. And then the theme music that you heard at the very, very beginning, written by a wonderful person, Ashley Ann Thorman. She is one of my favorite people in the world. She's actually my cousin. She composed that. She wrote that for us. I hope you all liked it.
This is no longer a 20-minute podcast.
You're right. We're running into 23 minutes. That's all we have time for today, people. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Hey.
Hey.
You.
Hey.
Hey, you.
It's time for Potty Tales. Time for Potty Tales.